It's scary enough to think about non-tribal people using tribal identities when they have no tribal descendancy, but when Sasheen Littlefeather died earlier this month, obituaries reflecting on the actress and activist's life held her up as a Native American trailblazer. But there is serious issue with this assessment, a suspicion among those who knew her well that her claims to American Indian heritage were not true. A report in the San Francisco Chronicle claims that Littlefeather was a fraud. Written by author Jacqueline Keeler, who's running alleged pretendians list, documents cases of Native American ethnic fraud. The article cites two of Littlefeather's sisters who say their sibling lied about her heritage. As a scholar who writes and teaches about American Indian cultural appropriation, Keeler says that scrutinizing Littlefeather's claim to Native identity is necessary. Pretendianism, the act of falsely claiming American Indian heritage, does real harm, and in the case of Littlefeather, may shed light on why people make such claims and how they get away with it. Between spooky costumes, candy, and decorations, Americans will spend $10.6 billion on Halloween this year. And with the weather looking great here, Halloween will be active on Cheyenne River for trick-or-treating and other events. KIPI staff wants everyone to be safe. Follow these simple rules. Stay in groups, make children's costumes visible in the dark, have an adult go with kids, and drivers, please drive under the speed limit and always use common sense. From our KIPI staff, have a safe and happy Halloween. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.